Well, hello everybody, how you doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, along with my Christian on-air personality, Annie. You gonna say hi, Annie?
Hello.
I'll tell you what, did we not have the time of our life when we ended up doing, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, when we went there and we had those cherry sours, and we were just having the time of our life.
Yes, we were.
Do you like Bucky's cherry sours?
I'm a fan now.
I got her hooked now, guys. Well, we got her here today. We're at an undisclosed location. We're doing a podcast today. And, you know, if you didn't get a chance to like us on our Facebook page, please do so. Search me up, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Check that like button for free. Follow me. Follow Annie from time to time when I can get her on the air. She's just as busy as I am. Now, we cannot really tell everybody what you do, but you're a very, very busy lady, right?
I am, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. And what are we about? 3 weeks away, if I'm not mistaken, from Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I think you're going to need some assistance with the tree here pretty soon, right?
I definitely am going to need assistance with my Christmas tree.
She's something else. Well, she took me today, friends, okay? She took me today for a manicure and a pedicure, right?
That is right.
And I survived. I survived so much. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give myself a cheer because I deserve it. I'm going to give myself a hand clap. And I'm going to give myself some morning curl this morning. Well, did I say this morning? See, I get mornings confused by evenings.
Yeah, it's actually getting a little dusky out there right now.
It really is. We're at an undisclosed location up north in Texas, everybody. I want to welcome everybody on the air. Now, if you ever have any questions, comments, suggestions, something that you want to ask me or you want to ask Annie, feel free, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, what I will do is I will either forward her the email or let her know what you said. Now, I want to take a little bit of time out, Andy. A lot of people don't know this, and I'll remind them. Not only, friends, are we on iHeartRadio, Andy, we are on TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play. We're on Spotify, I think it's the name of that. Did I pronounce that right?
Spotify.
Spotify, like Spider-Man, Spotify. And we're on CastBox. And I did say, if I didn't say it, Google, not Google Play. If I said it, forgive me. I meant Google Podcast. You can find me on the network. Hey, search me up, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow me for free, guys. That's what it's all about. And you know what? We've been having nothing but fun. Today is random again, as always. Random part three of, or series three on coffee and conversation. And just anything random. We've been playing some Christmas music. We've been playing Christian music. Annie, you know, we talked a little bit on one of our conversations about Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I told you how I cooked a turkey and how I did the giblets and I left the giblets in the bag. In fact, Cody didn't even want to eat the turkey.
Uh-huh.
Now, we go and we talk about, like, your kids. You have Nicole and you have Ryan and you have Faith. Now, have any of your daughters or your son, has any of them done something like I did, where you leave the giblets and the turkey, or did they know better?
Well, you know, they're all pretty good cooks, and I don't remember a time where they left anything in the turkey. I will tell you, though, when I think I was in middle school, maybe high school, all of us took turns helping my mom with dinner. I made fried chicken. I did not let it cook long enough after I fried it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Did mom take a bite out of that?
I think my dad did, and we had to recook the chicken. So
uh-oh.
Lesson learned there.
Uh-oh. Well, we better give you some laughs on that. Oh, my goodness. So I'm sure since you're a really good cook, you probably have improved since then chicken.
Yes, indeed.
Well, don't get CA to cook chicken. I mean, good. Now, I can't cook boneless chicken, and you put it in the oven, and it's delicious with barbecue on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I barbecued chicken.
Okay.
And I barbecued ribs. I've done a little bit of everything back in my pastime. But I will tell you that it is fun going out and barbecuing and having, you know, just the time and the fellowship together. It's been an unusual year, as me and Annie have talked about. You know, we talked about the pandemic year that we've been having in 2020 about wearing masks. And me and you were out and about today, in fact, and I couldn't believe it. This one lady that was doing the manicure, pedicure, she sat there and she dropped her. She said, oh, yeah, you can take your mask and pull it down. And I don't think I want to catch that stuff that she has.
Yeah.
If she even has it. I'm not saying that she would. But this stuff's going like wildfire, and it just keeps climbing, and it's getting scary moments for people that have underlying issues. You know, I have some underlying issues myself. Who doesn't have an underlying issue? There's always something. But it's scary situations. But like you said, if we hand sanitize, I believe, like you were saying,
mm-hmm.
wash our hands and just, you know, be careful not to touch your face or anything.
Wear your mask.
I got to tell you, sometimes my face will itch and sometimes I'm scratching it, which I shouldn't be. And, you know, oh, by the way, guys, we've got company in the undisclosed location. If you can hear little dog feet tapping, we've got Daisy who's chilling. And we got Duke somewhere over there, so if you hear him barking again, sometimes they like to kind of make their presence be known on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is a time of year where we're celebrating, we're having fun, and you know what? You told me you like Frank Sinatra, right?
I do. Old Blue Eyes, right?
Old Blue Eyes. On SiriusXM, you know, they got a channel called the Seriously Sinatra. It's channel number 71. Well, I'm going to play this for Annie, okay, just for starters. We're going to go back, and then we'll come back to our coffee and conversation. Annie, this one's for you. Let me see if I can find it. You know what? We always talk about angels. In fact, let me tell you this. Annie got me a book today because I told her. She actually surprised me. She said, I got you something, CA. I said, what is it? It's a Billy Graham about angels, and we're going to be talking a little bit about angels here in just a moment. I'm going to tell you about one of my angel encounters, two of them, in fact. But before I do that, I want to play this Christmas song with Frank Sinatra called Hark the Herald Angels Sing, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Special Edition Show. Go, hark the herald angels sing. Your friend, my friend, the late Blue Eyes. That's right, Frank Sinatra. Exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, along with Daisy barking to show her attention. Friends, that's what happens when you do mobile podcasting. or if you're doing on-air radio like we do from time to time. Sometimes things happen, and Annie, that's okay. It just situations like that happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
She understands completely. Now I got to ask you, we're going to pause for a moment on some music. Have you ever had an angel encounter?
I can't say that I have.
Well, I'm fixing to share with you an angel encounter. In fact, I have two of them. But I'm going to kind of split them in between our talking today. I remember a long time ago, Annie, I had a 1990 Chevrolet Geostorm. You ever seen those vehicles?
I have.
In fact, if you Google it up, friends, you ever get a chance to. It's a 1990 Geostorm. You won't see those around very often. You may and you may not. And when you see them around, you know, they're really unique cars. In fact, let me give you a brief description. I'm going to give you a little description of those cars.
Okay.
The way it is, it was a two-door, kind of sporty. Mine was a black one. You know, most colors that they make nowadays are either black and white, or sometimes you get the favorite color, and no offense against our first responders out there, police officers, the red colors that they seem to like and get attracted to, red, orange, you name it, pink. I've seen pink from Mary Kay Cosmetics on some vehicles that are out there. But I will tell you this, that I remember driving, and I was in downtown Fort Worth. Now, my parents, they were on vacation. I was single. I didn't have any children. I was never married. And I was on my way to a youth function. In fact, in the back of my Geostorm, I had two bags of one bag of Doritos and one bag of Ruffles. By the way, do you like Doritos?
I like Ruffles.
Oh, well, I like Ruffles is good.
With sour cream.
Well, you read my mind. Did you like to dip the sour cream?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. French onion and sour cream.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me a long time ago, I think it was my grandma used to get on to me. She said, do not double dip. Because if I did double dip, I was in hot water.
Then it was all yours if you double dip.
That's right. That's right. Who was it? I think it might have been my mom. Maybe my mom. Yeah, she made French onion dip out of the packet. Mm-hmm. You'd mix it up. I don't know how she does it. But anyway, not meaning to change the subject. I remember, though, when I was driving down the freeway and what had actually happened. Now, friends, this is a true story. As I was curving off, Annie, I remember going down 35, which was a main interstate. In fact, if you go into Texas, 35 is like the main vein. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, and you can quote me if I'm wrong, it can go, it's so main vein, it can take you all the way up north, right, to Canada, I think, somewhere around there.
Somewhere.
I know it goes way up there, 35 does. Anyway, I took 35, I got on there, and I took it, and as I was taking it, this guy got real close to me, he bumped me, and then after he bumped me, I bumped somebody else, and someone else slammed their brakes. Now, this is exactly what happened. I remember kind of in slow-mo. It was kind of like in slow-mo action, right?
Yeah.
I remember like a compactor that my car battery popped up, flew up, battery acid was all over the glass. There were two angels. Now, I believe, this is what I believe, we have guardian angels, guys. I believe that, and it was I can't even describe it. They were wearing white, okay? I can tell you that. Looked like a man, looked like a woman with peace. They took my head, Annie, one of them did, and they tilted my head, I never will forget, like a pillow, because back then they had gunpowder. They had gunpowder in the airbag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the airbag was inhaling itself up at impact.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel took my head, turned me to the right, and then my hands were caught into the steering wheel.
Wow.
And this other angel carefully took my hands and separated my hands from the steering wheel. And I impacted with airbags going up everywhere when they first came out. So when they first came out, and that happened, I remember getting out of my car, just spitting up, making sure I wasn't eternally bleeding blood-wise. So when that happened, everybody stopped. It was on a major freeway, laying on their horn, honking their horn. Back then, it took an hour for the ambulance to come. praise the Lord, I came out. I wasn't injured. I did have some bruises. I did have to take pain meds for maybe a day because I refused to take them no more than 2 days. And God saved my life. He had a purpose. But I really believe to this day, whenever I go out and guest speak, I haven't had a chance to do it in a while, Annie, but when I go out and I guest speak at different churches, I have shared the story, the true story, that this had actually happened. Angels are for real. We don't worship angels. Angels are for real, friends. God has guardian angels for us. You know why, Annie?
Why?
Because we are living life in a spiritual battle. We cannot see the spiritual rim of what goes on in our lives. Friends, if you go out to Walmarts, okay, you see people arguing. You go out to Kroger's, in Texas they have Kroger's, they're arguing. Or wherever, at your grocery stores or Targets, right? And they're arguing. People are arguing, they're mad, they're frustrated, and people get into disagreements. But sometimes it gets into a yelling and a screaming match. Your guardian angel is up against the demon angel. Now, true story of how all that even happened, we go back to Lucifer, who was at one point one of God's angels, appointed angels, just like similar to Gabriel. He was a high up angel. Only problem with Lucifer is a lot of things, but one thing with Lucifer is he wanted to be God. You can only have one God. You can only serve one God. Now, there are people that serve other gods, but you can only serve one God. Freedom of choice. I have people say, well, I worship an idol. That's your business between you and the Heavenly Father. But the Ten Commandments back in the Bible talks about thou shalt not worship any idols. Because God is God. And back then when Lucifer wanted to be a god, God gave him the boot, and there were the angels that he took with him, some of them that are, we call, demon angels.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, these demon angels go against our guardian angels into a spiritual warfare where we cannot see them. They're battling up against each other all the time. Now, you guys, if you don't want to believe me, that's fine, but it is written in the Bible against spiritual battles that we go through in our life. But you, as a Christian, I want you to always keep in mind, you guys out there in radio land, as a Christian, can call off the devil. You can cast him out by just saying, hey, quote scripture. He hates scripture. Any scripture you can think of, your most easiest scripture that you can think of, you call it out, he leaves. He don't want to hear the word of God. He wants to tempt you. We're going to go through temptations in life. And that's what happens sometimes, sadly. And it'll be that way until Christ comes back.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to see people argue. We're going to see all this going on. And like I was telling Annie, I don't want to bring up the election and the mayhem and all this. What we need to do, folks, is a little later we're going to pray for our country. We're going to pray God's healing touch. We try to unite together, try to get back to loving people. Don't matter who our president is, God knows who our president's going to be. CA doesn't know. God knows. We did our civic duty. We voted, and that's all we can do, and put it in God's hands and pray for who our president will be. Once all this stuff happens, we're going to have to pray for our president. Now, some of y'all may not, whoever it is, but we need to pray for the president and Congress and our Senate. But one thing I want you to always keep in mind is God is in control. Always has, always will be. Now, Annie, before I get back to talking, I've got a Christian song that I want people to remember. And that is one thing. This is a great song. Let me see if I can fish it up on the computer. Is there anything you want to say while I fish this up?
My mind is a blank. I can't think of anything.
That's okay. I'm looking it up, guys. You're going to have to bear with me. This is what happens when you do livecast. I'm sorry, when you're doing podcasts. We're not doing this live. This is pre-tape. Hang on. Let me find it here. I'm going to find it. Okay. Let's see. Hang on one second, Annie. I'm looking it up on my computer system, and I think I found it. There is a song, guys, that is a reminder, and Miranda sings this. This is real popular. It's called Overcomer. Y'all enjoy this on our special edition on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And we are overcomers even through all this. And you'll have to excuse me. We got, when I'm not at Faith Studio One, sometimes I'm on the road and I'm at different locations. We have, at our undisclosed location, we have a little bit of company. And sometimes Daisy likes to make her presence be known at right.
She sure does. She sure does.
That's Annie's, one of Annie's favorite animals. Her, that and Duke. We got Duke behind me over here snoring. But that's okay. That's okay. That's just kind of the way it kind of goes. But anyway, marching on and just kind of talking a little bit about, you know, coffee and conversation. I was telling Annie today, I said, you know, I shouldn't have wore this shirt that says, it's a nice shirt, by the way. My kids got me and says, you're mad, bro. Especially after all this election and all this other stuff going on. There's a lot of people upset, but I'm going to tell you something, guys, really honestly, if we could just, I know it's hard for a lot of you guys. But I want you to hear me out on this. Remember, it's God's world. It ain't sure ain't CA's world. He has a purpose for CA. He has a purpose for Annie. And, you know.
He has a purpose for our president.
Yeah, he has a purpose for our president. That's right. And, you know, I love people to death. You know, and everybody has freedom of choice. And we just don't have the answers to everything, but God does. And like I said, he holds the key to everything. So, you know, we were talking about Thanksgiving coming up and all that. You know, I remember, I know Jeff may catch this, my little brother Jeff, because he likes to kind of get on here sometimes and hear my podcast and everything with, you know, depending on, you know, what we do and everything. But you know what? My little brother, he loves lemon pies. Do you like lemon pie?
Oh, yeah. I love anything lemon.
I do, too. I like lemon. I also like that chocolate pie. You know, my mom made this chocolate pudding pie, Annie. And what she does is she takes the Cool Whip or whipped cream and she burns it in the oven a little bit. Kind of has a nice little crisp to it up on the top.
Like a meringue.
Meringue. That's what it is, the meringue pie. You would think that yours truly would remember. That's right. It's a meringue pie. That's right. Yeah. I love it. It's delicious. And I love the pumpkin pie. And you know, it's just exciting to see. But, you know, I'm thinking, okay, we're living the year of the pandemic. It's going to be different for a lot of people. A lot of people are either going outside, and if they do come inside with their families, they're probably going to have to wear their mask. We think of our senior citizens, your parents, my parents, you know, and the safety and the protection. And we pray for people with underlying issues. My mom was sharing to me about a 32-year-old individual that dies. We know that death takes all ages, but we know that if we're God-ready and we have him in our heart, and it's just as simple as ABC, and here in a little bit, me and Andy are going to pray for you, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to know Jesus Christ. That's right, here on the air on a special edition with me and Annie. We're going to give you a chance to know Jesus Christ. I believe in my heart. God wants me to tell you guys. It's as simple as ABC.
That's right.
You know, you just can't ask for more. In fact, I'll just go ahead and tell you guys right now before we, you know what? No, before I do that, there is a song I do want to play. It's a Christmas song. But I love it. And I got to find it. And while I'm trying to find it, it's on the version of YouTube, which is just awesome. And it's just, I like this version. And you traveled. Can you tell everybody a little bit about Italy while I'm fishing this up?
Italy?
Yeah. Italy. Is it Italy or Italy? No, it's Italy. You go ahead.
I'm gonna fish this. It is Italy.
Just tell them what it's like, what the beauty of it is.
It's beautiful. I had the chance to go to Milan and to Rome and to Venice and then the Tuscany area after arriving in Florence. And everything in the country is so historic. It really kind of puts you in awe when you look at the buildings and find out how old they are. Some of our oldest buildings here in this country are not even as old as some of their newer buildings, things that they've built. And it's amazing to see things that you'd only seen in history books or on TV to actually be there to see the Colosseum and Trevi Fountain and, you know, the canals in Venice.
A little bit of everything. Yeah. Wow, that's just amazing. Well, I've got this song. Can you pronounce the name of this town since I'm always bad on it? can you announce it before I play it? Carol of Bells, John Tesh, okay. Christmas in somewhere.
Christmas in Positano, Italy.
Well, if anybody knew that, it was Annie. Here we go, the live version. Well, it was a version back 10 years ago, friends. Enjoy. Thank you. Oh, how nice. 10 years ago that was filmed, Annie. I was just looking on there. I couldn't believe that. And you know what I noticed that was really cool about that?
What's that?
Is that John Tesh, when he was playing that piano, he was barefoot. I was watching it. It's kind of the first time I've ever seen that. I always thought that was shoes that John Tesh was wearing. But actually, friends, that was John Tesh barefoot. And if you get a chance to see that, it's the Carol Bells in Italy. I mean, when you search it up, you'll see it on there. And that's very touching. It really is. Now I want to talk to you guys. I just want to take a little bit of time out here to talk to you, because it's instilled in my heart and everything. And, you know, we always run into times in our life, Annie, to where there is doubters out there that that may want to know what Jesus is all about. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play something in a cappella that, and hang on, bear with me because I'm doing this mobile today. And it's some music that I call Time with God. And I'm just going to let it kind of play. And as it's playing, I want you guys to meditate. And you're probably like, okay, well, what are we going to meditate on? Well, we're going to meditate on first, heaven forbid something happened to you. Something happened to you. What would you be ready? Would you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You've got a soul inside of you. That soul has got to make a choice. When you leave earth, when God calls you home, you're either going to be in heaven or, as I've spoken in the book of Revelations, a lake of fire. The lake of fire being hell. So when God is knocking on your heart like that, he's knocking, right? You've got a choice to make, guys. My choice for you is I can't make you, but I can only tell you about the wonderful things that Christ has for you in his life, in your life, I should say. The Bible reminds us in the book of Revelations that I have many mansions for you. You thought your home was gorgeous now, wherever you live, and I've got realtor friends that listen to this show. How about your home in Glory Land? Your home with Jesus Christ. I want to talk to the sinners right now. Wouldn't you want to be up in heaven when God calls you home, to know that you made it and your name is on the Lamb books of life? But what if you made that fatal mistake and never got it right with God all those decades, all those years? I don't know how many years he's got for each of us. But I know one thing. God's three in one. I want you to think about this first. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. God can be any direction at any time, like I was saying on our monologue earlier today, me and Annie were talking about. Question I have for you is, are you ready? Are you ready? Heaven forbid something happened to you tonight or next week or whenever. Are you ready to meet the Savior, your Lord, your Savior, your Father God? Sure, you had earthly parents down here on earth. But let me ask you something. What about the presence of standing before God? We're all gonna stand before the Almighty Maker, of the one that created you. Each and every one of us, Annie, you would agree with me. Each and every one of us, we are made out of God's image. We are made differently. You've got your personality. I've got my personality. We are made differently.
That's right, absolutely.
And our kids are made differently by God. So I'm going to help you right now. You're like, CA, what do I do? I want to know about Jesus. Well, first thing we want you to do, the lost people out there, I'm going to do a three-way podcast altar call on iHeartRadio. What we're going to do is, first, we're going to talk to the sinners. Secondly, we're going to pray for the brothers and sisters in Christ that have issues, that have problems. We're going to take it to the table with to God. And thirdly, we're going to pray for our prodigals out there that do not know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. We want you to know him before it's too late. Scripture also reminds us that it is a narrow road to get to heaven. There's going to be more people going to hell than there is going to heaven. Sure, this radio show is about fun, comedy, having a good time, laughing and kidding around. But when it comes to serious moments like this, serious moments when you want and you need to know about Christ, I can't stress enough. It's so heavy on my heart. All this anger, all this hate that's going on in America right now, guys. We got to get it together and get love and have the love of Jesus in our hearts to blend it out there, to blend it out to others. Your love toward others can domino effect, like I've talked about in previous podcasts over the years. Domino effect. You know, the little dominoes that you put up. You press the domino, it domino effects. It falls down and it creates a beautiful pattern. Well, we're fixing to give you a beautiful pattern with Christ. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. You know, I work in production and stuff. I always joke around with people all the time about this, but this is true. Your life has been on a beaten path. Okay? You've been curious about Christ probably some point in your life. Even if you say, oh, see, hey, I'm an atheist. Hey, listen, all you atheist people out there, some point in your life, you have been told about Jesus Christ. If you haven't, trust me, you have. And you can debate it with me all you want. I will tell you. You know simply because at one point Christ has been mentioned in your lifetime more than once. We don't want you to reject him. I can't tell you not to, but please don't. I want you to get there. So here's how I'm going to help you. Your body, your soul, inside of you is the soul. We're going to pray for you. It's kind of like turning your car around. You're going to turn your, you know how you do a U-turn in when you're in your car? With no distractions, excuse Daisy, with no distractions, you're going to do a U-turn. So you're turning your life around. Okay? You're going to turn your whole life around. With your eyes closed, sinners out there. I want you to pray this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my many sins. Father, I know that I'm a sinner. Father, I know I accept you as my personal Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Any sin I've ever committed, I love you. I believe in you, and I pray you forgive me of any sin I've ever committed in my life. Secondly, because you admitted, secondly, you want to believe. Father, I believe in you. I know that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for my sins, everyone else's sins. His blood was, he was nailed to the cross. His blood was shed on the cross. He died for me. He didn't have to, but he did because he loved me. On the third day, he was resurrected. He is alive and well. He is sitting on the right-hand throne next to you up in heaven. Thirdly, you want to commit your life. After you accept him, you know, Father, I accept you as my personal Savior. Live in me forever and ever. I want to be yours. I love you, God. I believe in you. After you've done that, you want to commit your life to Christ. God, I don't know what you have for me in my life, but I know one thing. I'm going to follow the directions that you have for me. I'm going to keep you first place in my life. Whatever direction that I'm going in my life, whether it's to be a minister, youth pastor, children's church director, whatever it may be, you're going to help me. You're going to guide my path. It's not going to be easy even being a Christian. But I know one thing. I got brothers and sisters in Christ, and I know they're going to be praying for me. And I got CA and Annie on iHeartRadio praying for me, and they love me too as well. But I also know that you're going to be with me all the way. For I ask this in your precious name. Amen. You know, congratulations, friends or friends. During this time, the three things you did, you admitted. Let me just give you a little breakdown. If you knew about Jesus, you admitted, you asked for forgiveness, right? You asked him to forgive you of all your sins you ever committed, to come into your heart, save your soul, forgive you. Secondly, you believe, the B word, the believe. Under admit, it's believing in your heart. You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You knew he died on the cross for your sins, my sins. It was nailed to the cross. His blood shed for us because that's the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus to get to God. And you accept him in your life. The third day, Christ had died on the third day. He was resurrected. He is alive and well. And he is sitting on the right hand throne next to Jesus. Thirdly, you committed your life to Christ. You don't know what he has for you, but you committed it, whether it's baking cookies for loved ones out there, going to, well, with the pandemic, it's hard. I know that, you know, loved ones and stuff like that, but you're domino affected. Please domino it to other people. Share this podcast with people. I encourage you to do so. Have them like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We'd love to have them be a part of the family. But I want to tell you, welcome and congratulations on being part of the family. And you know what? Not only am I celebrating? God's angels are celebrating up in heaven right now. And our Heavenly Father, the main one, our Father God is celebrating because he just zapped me with a job well done. I got zapped by the Holy Spirit. He told me, job well done for mentioning that. It's easy, guys. And you can be a witness to others. Just remember that. Now, the next thing I want to pray for, I have a heavy heart, is we've got a lot of brothers and sisters. We've got Christians that are without jobs, that are depressed. We've got suicide rates up, sadly. Listen, we want to help you. I've gave out suicide numbers. Don't end your life. It ain't worth ending. Keep pressing on. Keep staying strong. Know that He has you. Know that He has a plan for you in your life, and He's not going to leave your side. At night when you're asleep, He's with you. When you're out at work, He's with you. When you're out grocery shopping, He's with you. When you're at work, like I said, He's with you. He's not going to leave you. When you're down and out, I cannot encourage you enough. I want you to email me, Facebook message me, whatever you got to do. Reach, you know, I got other minister people that I know out here I can feed this feed onto for other people. We got people, brothers and sisters, prayer partners that will pray for you. Please do not be discouraged during this holiday season coming up. We'll be talking more about depression and anxiety. I'll be revisiting that as soon as I close out this week on the Revelations 22, chapter 22. Also, there's situations in your life that financially, you're hurting financially with the pandemic. Let me tell you, God can take, if you have faith, as small as a mustard seed, as the saying is, He will expand it. There's been situations that I can witness and Annie can witness the situations when we didn't have anything. When you're down to something, He's up to something. When you're at the lowest level of saying, I'm just not going to make it, look in the mailbox. There'll probably be a check in the mail for you. Or maybe you never know. Something might happen where a good-hearted person gives you a $20 bill for gas to get through. I know it's hard to find a job right now for those of y'all that are down and discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged because He is with you. Stay strong. Stay strong. We're going to play also in addition for that have lost loved ones to COVID-19. Very sad situation. We want to pray for peace for America or our president. We need to pray for the presidency. So we're going to blend all this together. We're going to come together united in prayer. So we're going to do that right now. Dear Heavenly Father, You know the situation. You know the outcome of who the president's going to be. It's Your will be done. It's Your world. You have reasons for things happens the way they happen. And we put it all in Your hands, Almighty Maker of Heaven. God, we also know You're the great physician. There's been people that have lost loved ones to COVID-19. This horrible disease. Horrible infection, I should say. Oh, Lord, my heart just breaks for people that have lost loved ones. I've seen it. I think of an unspoken prayer request of someone I know that is dying from COVID-19. He's on a ventilator right now. They don't know if he's going to make it. He's been on it for 4 weeks now. Oh God, please miraculously turn him around with Your will. God, I pray for a solution for a vaccine. We think of our frontline workers, our nurses, doctors, first responders. Who would ever thought 2020 started off so great? Who would ever thought 2020 would ever ended the way it would? It's a whole different world, but it's Your world. Could be a wake-up call. I'm sure most likely it is. But we know You're going to have a resolution. And we thank You for everything You do. We love You. And I pray for the ones that have lost their jobs because we know that You're going to help them find a job. The ones that are discouraged, encourage them. Let them have the hope to know they're going to find a job. Open doors for people that need jobs. Please help us in America. Let us be pulled together through You. Everything's going to be done in Your will. For we love You, dear Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now I want to talk to the prodigals. It's always a heavy heart that I have for the prodigals. You know, the prodigals being the ones that don't know Jesus. The ones that don't want to know Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. I compare it. Annie, have you ever been to Carlsbad Caverns?
I have not.
Well, Carl, one day you'll have to go. Carlsbad Caverns, there is a thing called the Bottomless Pit. True story, if you searched it up on Google. The Bottomless Pit is there's no end to it. They think it may go down to the center core of the earth. I don't know how they even connected a bridge on at the time. They have like a wobbly bridge. Kind of scary situation. Hmm. Prodigals. This is your opportunity to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Oh, you can cut me off and never hear from me again. That's perfectly fine. But I love you. But you know what? God loves the sinners. Did you know that? He loves everybody. God is love and He loves you out there. Don't you want to live your life knowing that you made the right decision by accepting Jesus Christ into your life and be up there with your loved ones that made it and your name be on the Lamb's Book of Life and you live forever and ever, no pain, 20/20 vision, no arthritis, no blood pressure medicine, no fear, no anxiety, no surgeries. Just the Heavenly Father. Celebrate. Celebrate Him. Praising Him. Helping Him with building this new Jerusalem. Place of love. Place of caring. Place of hugging your brother and sister. Not being scared even with this COVID stuff. There won't be no COVID up there. It's a place of love. Don't you want that? Please don't turn your back on Him. You can only knock at your heart so many times. And when you turn your back on Christ, you're making a very, very fatal mistake. I'm telling you, He's speaking to me right now. My Holy Spirit's just, He's in where we're at right now, our undisclosed location. I'm telling you guys, He loves you. He cares about you. He needs you. He wants you to be a part of the kingdom. Only you can make that right decision right now. Email me if I can help you. Message me. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay? Facebook, message me or like me first on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button for free. Please don't give up on Him. Me or Annie can help. Man, woman, whatever it may be, we're here to help. And we love you. We sure do. Okay. So, did I pray for you prodigals? I guess let's pray for you. Dear Jesus, I pray for the prodigals out there that they be reached through you. Father, I pray that somebody will be able to reach them. It's a decision they got to make by accepting you. Please draw them ever so close to you, for we love you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. That's right. Woo! I'll tell you what, when God moves, I listen, Annie. And probably not going to play any closeout music. I was showing Annie that just the holy presence of the Holy Spirit in the undisclosed location that we're at, just being overwhelmed with a tear in my eye, believe it or not. Just from the excitement and the joy of Christ. Can you imagine when we get to that place to where we're there and He's in our life and we bow down before Him and we're going to see His wrist where He took the nails for us. We're going to see where His head was, the crown of thorns was on His head, just crushed on His head. The blood that He shed for us. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just imaginable what He has done for us. But He loves us and He loves you. It's so easy. If there's one thing that just drives me, not really crazy, but just drives me mind-boggling, it's why anybody would not want to accept and love Jesus Christ. He can take any unperfect thing that you've done and make it beautiful. You know, there's a song called Something Beautiful. You know what? I'd like to close out on that song. Let me see if I can find that. Something Sweet. Let me see. Hang on 1 second, Annie. I'm going to see if I can. I think it's a Bill Gaither song. Hang on, guys. Okay, Something Beautiful. Let's see if I can find it. It's a song. Yes, here we go. There's a song about 8 years ago that I did find on here. In closing, before me and Annie close out, just been, I know we've overstepped our boundary. I didn't know it was going to be this long, but like I said, when God speaks, guys, I listen a lot. And it's just vitally important. It is. I'm glad you made it through the dogs, too, by the way. They're great fans of ours. Anyway, I want you to enjoy this song. I'm fixing to play it. It's called Something Beautiful before we close out. Bill Gaither, by the way, Faker. Bill Gaither. What a way to close out on that song, huh? Something Beautiful.
Absolutely.
And hey, Duke and Daisy, we thank you, Daisy, especially for you interrupting, and that's okay. We still love you there, girly. Okay, Annie, this has been a great podcast. Again, thank you for welcoming me into our undisclosed location. We're somewhere up north today, guys, but we're not going to play any closeout music. I do want to say a quick prayer to you guys, with you guys. And then me and Annie's going to do a closeout. Is there anything that you want to tell everybody out there? They've been asking about you. They love you to death out there. You're becoming very popular. Is there anything you want to tell everybody?
I'm happy to be here with you. And sorry for saying but I'm happy to be here. And this has been a learning experience for me.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job, and iHeartRadio loves you, too, by the way. They've thanked me to tell me to thank you, and you've got a growing audience, and it's nice to have her on the air from time to time. Can't always have her on the air every time, but it's nice to have her when we can. And, again, thank you for letting me bring the mobile podcast. Also want to personally thank Daisy, one of my biggest fans. And Duke, who's snoring right behind me. If you hear Duke, it's not me snoring, guys. It's Duke snoring. So we're going to lead off in a prayer, and we're going to close out. And dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do, Father God. Let us have a good week. And you know what? Make our Blue Mondays a happy Monday. And just let us have a good week. Keep us healthy, safe, and sound. For we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Me and Annie want to say something. We've been practicing on this. The sun does rise.
on the other side.
And another thing we want you to do, we want you to enjoy. What's that, Annie?
L-I-F-E exclamation point.
Dot. That's right. We want you to enjoy life, guys. Have a great day. We'll catch you here in a couple of days on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on Revelations chapter 22. Have a great day. Bye, guys.